Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Rob is getting our special guest on the line. So, I have watched a lot of 80s movies over the last 3 weeks. I'm starting to feel like this bit is coming to an end, but it has been a very enjoyable experience. We have an off day tomorrow and an off day Wednesday. This is a very disjointed week. So if we're at the end, then I feel it has been a worthwhile journey and endeavor watching these 80s movies. I've seen a lot of movies that I liked in this experience. I loved Back to the Future. I loved Platoon, Indiana Jones, 16 Candles. There were some movies that I didn't love, was not a huge fan of the Goonies. I stopped watching St. Elmo's Fire, hated Vacation. There's been some good, there's been some bad, there's been some ugly. But this has been a worthwhile journey, a worthwhile journey. Rob, I am ready to give you my official review for Empire Strikes Back. So I start watching the movie. I'm not going to lie to you, Rob. I had absolutely no clue who the guy was at the very beginning of the movie. I just see this guy and he's on some kind of creature. I'm sure you'll tell me what kind of creature it was. And it looked like he got killed by the abominable snowman. That's what it looked like. He was just riding in this blizzard, and then he gets attacked by the abominable snowman. And then the next time I see this individual, he is hanging upside down. And then there's some little thing in the snow. I later found out what it was. It was just hanging there in the snow, and then he just magically could make it move with his hand. So I legitimately said out loud to myself, so this dude just has magical powers? I didn't know who he was yet. But I then quickly come to know who this individual was as I'm watching this movie. So then, Rob, I continue to go on as I'm watching the movie. And this is where it did take me, Rob, like an hour to kind of understand what was going on. Because I knew some of the characters. Like, I knew, all right, hey, that's Harrison Ford. That's Han Solo. Hey, that's Carrie Fisher. I know that that's Princess Leia. And there was like some unresolved sexual tension between the two. So I'm thinking, oh, something must have happened in the first one that I just don't know anything about. They're arguing and they're doing all this kind of stuff. You're only arguing with somebody like that if you have unresolved sexual tension. So I don't know what happened in the first Star Wars movie, but I imagine something happened in the Star Wars movie. I'm not going to lie to you. Whenever Luke Skywalker just randomly starts talking to this individual just out of nowhere, I had no clue who he was. He was like, Ben, I don't know who Ben is. Who is Ben? I then think I later figured out who Ben was. So for the first like 45 minutes of the movie, I was not pretty aware of what was going on. And I'm not going to lie to you. Magically, the movie just turned. The last hour of the movie was fairly enjoyable. And then it left me on a cliffhanger where I'm thinking, damn, that's it. I want to know what happens. All of a sudden, they Jamie Lannister, my guy, Luke Skywalker, and I got a lot of thoughts on him because he might actually be one of the worst characters in the movie. So they cut his hand off, and I'm trying to figure out how they're going to get my dog his limbs back, but then they figure that out. They then have the Luke, I am your father scene, and I'm like, wow, that's cool. Like, I had always heard it, but I didn't really have any frame of reference. But then the movie just ends. They're just now in space, and I have no clue what happens. Are they going to go back and get Han Solo? Is he there by himself? What's going to happen in this? I'm going to give Empire Strikes Back an 8. I'm going to give it an 8 for this reason. Not because I was confused on certain things. I don't like any of the characters you guys tell me I'm supposed to like if I like Star Wars. Luke Skywalker was miserable for most of the movie. He reminded me of Jon Snow from those middle seasons of Game of Thrones. Remember when Jon Snow was just walking around the projects? When he's just like walking around the wall? That's what Luke Skywalker was for most of the movie. I didn't care at all when his hand got chopped off. I was actually kind of happy. What is the CP3O? The little
C3PO.
You know the little gold thing who looks like he needs some WD-40. He just walks very stiff. His joints haven't been lubricated in quite some time. One of my favorite parts in the movie, Rob, was when they turned him off. When he's backseat driving in the little spaceship. What's that called? The Starship Enterprise?
The Millennium Falcon. Don't do this. The Millennium, don't do this.
Okay, I don't know the name of the thing.
I was happy with your 8, and I understood your 8 because you didn't see the first
the
one.
Of these
but don't be calling it the Starship Enterprise. Don't be doing this to me.
Okay. So when they're in the ship, I'll just call it. I don't know any names when they're in the ship. And CP3O or whatever the little gold robot's name was. Whenever he's talking and Carrie Fisher turns him off was one of my favorite things in the movie. He was one of the most annoying characters I've ever seen in a movie. I also don't understand how they could ever understand Chewbacca, but everything he was saying made perfect sense. Like, he would just make a sound and I was like, oh, I know what he's trying to communicate. And they understood perfectly too. The little R2-D2, he was a complete waste of time. Like, I don't even know why he was in the movie. Like, what's his purpose? I'm sure you're going to tell me what his purpose was. I had no clue what his purpose was in the film. Yoda was kind of annoying. Yoda, like, really didn't end up doing anything. Like, Yoda didn't really help Luke Skywalker, like, figure anything out. Like, he basically took, like, 6 weeks of his 12-week course and then was like, hey, I got all I need from this. I'm just going to drop out of your class and then go fight it for the same. It was a lot of stuff in there that was kind of stupid to me, honestly. I was kind of mad. It was no black people in space this entire time. And then they had me think that the black dude was going to be the snake and was going to turn on him. So I was low-key kind of mad about it. But then he ended up trying to help him and trying to save him. And he did end up saving Carrie Fisher. He might have liked her, but it don't matter. He ended up saving her. He ended up saving her friends. I actually got more invested in the last 45 minutes to an hour than I thought I was going to be invested. I see why people love it the way that they love it. I'm going to give Empire Strikes Back an 8. It's not one of my 5 favorite movies that I've watched, but I definitely have an understanding. If you like sci-fi movies, I understand why you are so attached to Star Wars, and I am curious to know how the story continues. And if they go get Han Solo back, because now he's over there and he's frozen. He's in the cryogenic chamber thing and they froze my guy and I don't know what happens to him. So I want to know.
I feel like if you had seen the first one, your review would have been better because you seem to have enjoyed the movie. You just were confused by some plot points from a previous movie, which I know the text line's been cooking me. Rob, why did you tell him to watch the second one, not the first one? First off, the bit, it's 80s movies. First one came out
you
in the 70s.
You told me this was the best one.
It is the best one. First off, the bit is called 80s movies. Second off, the first one came out in the 70s. This is the best movie. I don't understand why I didn't love Yoda. Do or do not. There is no try. Come on. Now he's out here imparting wisdom without imparting wisdom. It's an incredible man.
Yoda was talking like how those fake celebrity parody accounts tweet, like how they just like talk about these fake gems. That's basically what I thought Yoda was doing for most of the movie.
He's imparting wisdom without learning.
He imparted wisdom on Luke Skywalker, and Luke didn't really use it or didn't really learn anything from Yoda. Yoda just appeared. Yoda was just in the movie.
What'd you think of Boba Fett? Boba Fett's cool.
He's okay.
Okay.
Wow. He was okay. It was okay. It was okay. I'm not going to lie to you. I was actually cheering for the bad guys for most of the movie. The bad guys seemed way cooler. Darth Vader was killing people over FaceTime. Like, the people weren't listening to what he was saying. He was like, yo, you're dead. And then he would just choke him to death via Zoom. Like, how are you not rooting for those guys to win? What made you want to root for Princess Leia in that movie? What? She didn't do anything. She was just around. She was just around. She didn't save anybody. She didn't have any memorable parts. Yeah, she was just around. She was just around. I'm giving it an 8. All right, this person requested to come on today to talk about my review. I wanted them to hear my review before we get their opinion. Let's go to the phone lines right now to be joined by afternoon host of 670 The Score in Chicago. Park, what's good?
I honestly hate you.
What did I do? I gave you my honest reaction to the film.
Yeah, I don't like you anymore.
No longer friends. What did I do? I followed the rules. This whole week, everybody's been saying, watch Empire Strikes Back. Watch Empire Strikes Back. I watched it. I gave it an 8. It was a good movie.
They're all idiots. Rob's an idiot. Those Texters are idiots. You're an idiot. Everyone's an idiot. You watched the greatest sequel of all time without seeing the original, without watching the origin story. And, he's like Jon Snow in those middle seasons of Game of Thrones. Yeah, you know why you have that opinion of Jon Snow? Because you saw him at the beginning and the end. Like, I don't find Luke Skywalker likable. Yeah, because it's a character over multiple movies with a long arc, and you didn't watch the beginning. You're like a guy who saw a home run and only saw the ball go into the stands. You're like, it was a nice swing. You didn't see the swing. Star Wars is a story that you have to watch. No one's like, I love Harry Potter. It's the best book series of all time. Oh, yeah, which is your favorite? I don't know. I only read the third one. No one says that because then you're not a Harry Potter fan or you don't know Harry Potter unless you've read all the books. You're literally out of the Big Lebowski. You're the child who walks into the movie with no frame of reference. And then, in your case, you have a 50,000-watt blowtorch to just disseminate these awful Star Wars takes with no context whatsoever. Oh, it's my reality. I reviewed the movie. I did my assignment. I followed the rules. Those are stupid rules. It's a stupid game, and I'm mad at you for what you just said over the last 6 minutes.
Can you give me your review of the film? What was I off on? I just want to know what I'm wrong about the film. I think it was a very good movie. I see how people are such fans of the Star Wars franchise. I'm not going to lie to you. About an hour in, I was thinking there was no way I'd be ever interested in watching another one. I would go home and I would watch the third Star Wars after that because I do want to know what happens to Han Solo as now he is in that cryogenic chamber.
Right, but Carrington, you have to understand how patronizing it is a good movie. I do see how these people get it. It's one of the most successful movies in the history of film. It was made for $30 million in, 1980? Is that what you said? It grossed, $500 million at the box office domestically, and is now it launched the franchise into superstardom. Not that A New Hope wasn't successful, but, it crossed over. It became this cultural phenomenon that it is now. And so it's similarly to Game of Thrones, you don't have to like sci-fi to like Game of Thrones. It's good storytelling. Empire Strikes Back is brilliant storytelling, and you don't know the story because it's chapter 2 and you didn't read chapter 1. It's just ridiculous. It's a ridiculous review. So even though some of your points, right, are true, movie gets better as you go, they let you hang with the cliffhanger, all of those things, it's an odyssey. It's an epic. It's a long tale. And you came in the middle, and then you had hot Skip Bayless-like takes as if you had watched the entire game. You basically wrote a book report off of Cliff Notes. You are doing a post-game show for the game by watching the condensed version on MLB.com. You have no idea what you're talking about.
Okay. I regret having you on the show today. You asked to come on the show. I extended a gracious invitation. All you've done is yell at me for the last 5 minutes. That's all you've done is yell at me. You know what? Just for this, I'm changing my review to Empire Strikes Back 6.5, and you can blame Danny Parkins for that. 6.5 for the film now.
No one who likes Empire Strikes Back cares about your opinion on Empire Strikes Back because you didn't see A New Hope. It's ridiculous. It's a ridiculous thing. I can't even believe. All right, fine. We'll still be friends. What are your top five movies from the 80s? All sequels? What are your movies? Give me your bad takes on the other 80s movies that I've
okay, seen. Okay, hold on. You know what? Let's focus in on another movie that I know you feel very strongly about. Ghostbusters was dumb.
Ghostbusters.
Okay, I didn't know because I know you're from Chicago. You love Harold Ramis. You love Bill Murray. Ghostbusters was not very enjoyable. I did not like it.
Ghostbusters, like Star Wars, I feel like you could appreciate the special effects and like put it in the context of its time. Like, holy crap, George Lucas created another world in outer space, and like it was groundbreaking with its technology. Like, the special effects of Ghostbusters were kind of lame when they came out, and so it's aged horribly. Like, I get why Ghostbusters was a thing when it was a thing. But no, like, I'm Stripes, Animal House, Caddyshack, Trading Places, Coming to America. I know you did Raiders of the Lost Ark, Star Wars, Blues Brothers. Those are my movies from that era.
I would say that my top five favorite 80s movies that I've seen that I hadn't seen before, Platoon, Indiana Jones, Back to the Future. I only watched the first one. E.T. And for my fifth one, I'd probably say Top Gun. Like, I got really invested in Top Gun the last, like, 45 minutes. Like, I was kind of on edge. Like, man, what's going to happen in Top Gun? I would say those are probably my five favorite movies that I've seen so far in these 80s. Platoon, Indiana Jones, Back to the Future, E.T., Top Gun.
Yeah, it's just so mind-boggling that you haven't seen any of those films. Like, I feel like I failed you. I feel like your father failed you. I feel like your friends failed you. I feel like you failed you. I just remember when your dad came on the show, he said, "I'm disgusted."
Oh, I remember.
Because you couldn't take off a bra. I've never related to your father. I'm disgusted. And Top Gun's great. I don't know how you're not hooked on Top Gun from the opening scene. That movie is just a banger start to finish. Just nonstop action the entire way. Like, what possible negative critique could you have of Top Gun? That movie's incredible.
I thought it was kind of depressing in the very beginning, and to me it was so much about love in the first 45 minutes of it, and there wasn't really a whole lot. Like, they weren't really doing anything in the first 45 minutes. Like, they were flying planes, but they weren't really shooting down any planes. And then whenever Goose died, oh my goodness, I was just hooked from that moment on.
Well, right, but why do you think you're invested when Goose dies? It's because you came to like him over the first 45 minutes of the movie.
I didn't really like anybody else, though. I didn't like anybody else, though.
Oh, well, I mean, Iceman? You didn't like Iceman? You didn't like Val?
No, I hated him. I hated his homeboy. I thought they were two clowns. I didn't really understand how he was dating his superior, and that just never came up in the movie. Like, you're just openly dating this girl in front of everybody, and nobody has a question about this?
Carrington, I don't know if you saw the scene in the bar, but she had lost that love and feeling. You never close your eyes when I kiss your lips. There's no tenderness like before in your fingertips. You're trying hard not to show it, baby. But baby, believe me, I know it. You've lost that love and feeling, oh, that love and feeling. You've lost that love and feeling, now it's gone.
Lost the love and feeling for this phone call.
It's gone. That's how he got her. He's saying he swept her off her feet in the bar. You gotta watch the movie closer, man.
I don't have any desire to do this anymore after that singing. You've ruined it. I thought we were having a lot of fun, and you had to cross the line. I hope you enjoy your 6-11 football team that you have to cover this year. I appreciate you coming on.
Big O, were we on the air?
Yes, we're on the air. What kind of, you thought we were having a personal conversation? You know what I'm doing during this time. I don't get all the vacation time that you get. You get 6 weeks vacation. I get 1 week. I got to really pick and choose.
Yeah, that's true. That sucks for you.
All right, man. I'll catch you. All right, that's Danny Parkins joining us on the show today. Goodness gracious. It was so bad. Someone said, what am I listening to? I was trying to figure that out, too. It was really bad singing from Danny Parkins. Do I need to go back and watch the first Star Wars?
I mean, yes, you absolutely do.
Is it worse than that movie?
It's worse in the Star Wars sense, but it's still a good movie.
Okay.
The one movie, you know, like, basically, after Return of the Jedi, everything they've made since 2000, don't watch.
So I need to watch the first three.
Yeah, they're incredible.
Okay, so I need to watch the three old ones, and then I'm done. I don't need to watch anything else.
You're basically good. You can maybe
How many Star Wars movies is it? Like, eight?
There's nine.
There's nine Star Wars movies?
Plus
Yo, how can y'all keep making fun of Fast and the Furious? Come on now.
Plus two spinoffs, so 11. 11 films. And I guess if you count the TV universe now, there's that, because Mandalorian exists. So I guess 11 in a TV show.
Oh, my goodness. What is going on here?
I mean, you know what it
Nine?
Does?
Nine?
You know what it does the Fast and Furious doesn't? It has continuity. They don't kill someone off in the first movie and bring him back in the third. But, yeah, he's just alive now.
I mean.
Like they do with Han 10 times.
I mean, Han Solo he's in a cryogenic chamber right now. That's equivalent to killing him off. He's like frozen in time, and they left him a galaxy away. They gotta hit a U-turn and go save my guy. They gotta hit a Yui. Somebody said Rogue One's the best Star Wars movie.
Rogue One is fire. I mean, I'm not even gonna lie. Rogue One's incredible.
Is that like a recent one? I don't know.
Rogue One is a recent one. If you haven't seen the original three, though, you'll be very confused by Rogue
One. Okay. All right. I'm just making sure. I don't know.
Rogue One. You're right. Good. Also, The Mandalorian, also incredible. But those aren't like, they're not canon to the franchise. Okay. So
like tomorrow, could I watch and appreciate and understand The Mandalorian? Like if I decided
Without having finished the original three.
Okay, so I gotta watch the first three, and then I could watch The Mandalorian.
Then you'll enjoy The Mandalorian.
Okay, all right. The text line is also saying Clone Wars is good.
TV series, yep, it's good.
Okay, all right. And you've seen all of this stuff. Like you're fully invested.
All
you're all in.
100% in.
Okay, I'm not. I'm the opposite of all in.
Marvel and Star Wars, where I let my geek flag fly.
Which one do you like more, the Marvel universe or the Star Wars universe?
As far as, like, can just sit down and watch, or as far as, like...
Like, right now, like, you could never watch... Like, you could never go back and rewatch either one of those. So, like, you couldn't rewatch any Marvel movie that's been made, or you could never watch Star Wars.
Probably no more Star Wars, because the... Mostly because, like, the last movie they made, The Rise of Skywalker, was so horrible. I mean, there are a lot of words I would describe that movie with. I can't use on the radio. Just awful. J.J. Abrams just ruined an entire franchise in one movie. One foul swoop. He ruined everything. It drove me insane. So if I had to lose Star Wars forever, it means they lose that movie forever, which is addition by subtraction. So I would say Marvel over Star Wars. But if J.J. Abrams hadn't just absolutely set fire to a franchise I love, I would have taken Star Wars over Marvel. But J.J. Abrams out here ruining my love.
Okay. Someone said, also, how is it possibly acceptable to not watch all nine movies at Star Wars? I don't know if you got nine movies of that. I don't know if you got nine movies of my interest. If I got to watch the OG three, I am now open to doing it. I'm open to it. I'm open. I'm not saying I will. I consider watching it. I do want to see what happens with Han, though. It has left my man on this galaxy with these other people? They just left them? How could they do that? The text line is throwing out other Star Wars movies that I need to watch. It seems like Clone Wars is very popular on the text line right now.
Correct. That's it's an animated series that fits within, in between the first, I guess it's the prequel movies, so technically in between Attack of the Clones and the third one, but... Don't watch prequels.
Someone says, I would like The Mandalorian if I want to see the bad guys win. I was 100% rooting for Darth Vader for most of the movie. And I was trying to figure out why he's not more popular. I was trying to wonder why he wasn't more popular. He was great. He was killing people on Zoom. He had a cool voice. He had people that just like followed and listened to him. So hold on. I just want to be clear here. The white guys, so the guys in the white suits, those are the stormtroopers, right?
Stormtroopers, yep.
They were weak. I mean, you got to have a stronger crew than what he had, though. His crew was weak.
He's got the largest army in the galaxy.
They were weak. Every time it was smoke, they got absolutely beat up. Absolutely beat up. Every single time. You know what the stormtroopers remind me of? They remind me of the putties from Power Rangers. Just got beat up every single time they were on the screen.
I mean, they are your basic, generic henchman crew that's a lot in the movies to get beat up. That's life.
Okay.
And right. Every James Bond movie has that character. We don't complain about those movies.
Okay. All right. I might need to continue to watch Star Wars, so text line can love and accept me again.
The people on the text line that are telling you to watch Phantom Menace are about to catch a block, just so we're all on the same page.
I don't know anything about it. I'm only going off what you guys are telling me to go off of. I don't understand. This is a whole new world to me. I finally feel like I somewhat understand it. I still don't fully understand it, but I feel like I somewhat understand it.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.